You're holding Daf Yud Omer Aleph.
You're holding Daf Yud here by the two dots, 10 lines down. Yitma, not like this. Or later, really, that Hashoichet Bisakin, somebody made a Shechita with a good knife. Toshet, he checked out the knife. The Shechit checked it out before the Shechita. But then, Venimtsas Peguma. After he shechted, then later he checked out the knife and he found out there was a pegam. There was a hole, a dent in the shechita. So now we have to have a suffix doubt. When did the pegam come? If it came before during the shechita, so shechita is psula. Or did it happen later? So it's not like, Somer Afunafuna says, Afilu shiva bo atzamas kol hayom. Even if this person after the shechita used his knife to cut wood, so that has a very good chance that most probably the wood caused the pegam, caused the knife to become dented. Shiva, I told you, right, bones, right. If you shiva by yatsamah, even if you cut bones, right, cut the bones of the meat, right, the whole day, kolayim, yepsula. Still the shechit is possible. Why? Chashin and shemeh bi'or nifkama. We have a doubt to say maybe when he started the shechita, when the knife first cut the skin is also a little bit hard. So that made a pegam in the knife. And then when you made the shechita, when you cut the simonim, it's possible. Rashi says, Nitzchum Rashi says, V'nimtza comes out, Shle nishchatas simonim. He didn't make a shechita on the simonim. Ela rather, nikro, they were cut. Sha pegam, if you have a dent there in the knife, that's correct. It's tam cuts it. It doesn't, it's not called a shechita. Rips it like. And Rashi is interesting. The pasuk says, V'zovach t'ksiv. Mashi, you have to have a good shechita, and not just I'm ripping it. So that's Rav Huna's chiddush, that we don't know when the dent came. So you have to have a suffix, maybe it came before. And therefore, Chorg, we said before, the behemoth is becheskes Yisrael medis, so you don't know what the shechita was done, therefore it's psula. Yeah. Now that's Rav Huna's svara. What says Rav Chizda? Rav Chizda says, no, Rav Chizda don't make shera, that the behemoth is kosher, it's a good shechita. And the svara is why? Because shema b'yetzem nifkuma. But you could be totally honest, we have a right to say that most probably the pegam came because of later when you cut the bones, but not during the shechita. Yeah. So Mar says, "Bishleimer Rav Huna kishmaite." Huna goes according to his own halacha, like we had before. Rashi says kishmaite means that he said a behema is becheskas Yisrael medis hashibol lechob amanishchato. In this case here, no other sofik b'shchit is a sofik now, the shchit was good altogether. So therefore, the shchit is psula. El, Rav Chizda, my time was the chesvar of Rav Chizda, the chorot a sofik if the shchit was good altogether. Omla, Rav Chizda holds this far like this. I'll tell you that etzer nevadei poigim. Like you're telling me for sure with this knife lady, you chop bones. So the bones for sure have a power to make a pegam, a dent in the knife. Or, when you started the shchit with the skin, Suffolk poigim, Suffolk light poigim. It's only a Suffolk. It's not a very small Suffolk also. It's not mastavra. About a small mastavra, it happened through the bones, not through the skin. Therefore, the klal is, have a Suffolk uvadai, it's a Suffolk or an uvadai etzem, and the klal is, we ain't Suffolk moitzim edi uvadai. The Suffolk of the or does not take out from the uvadai. So you have right to say for sure was the bones that made the begam. The knife was kosher. That's Rav Chizda's word. Verse says, now Mosef Rav. Rav Chizda says, right here. Mosef Rav. Rav asked a question on this. Mosef Rav Lesiul Rav Huna. Rav asked a question Lesiul Rav Huna that should be posel and not kosher. It says Tovo. Somebody was Tomei, went to the mikveh, made a tefillah in the mikveh. The Yolan, he comes up from the mikveh, the nimtza olav dovo chaitzis, and he finds something chatzitza. He finds something on his skin. Zafo pishin esasek b'yosei hamin kolayim kulay. Even though after the mikveh, he was oisik of face and that, those type of things, whether it were band-aids, whatever it was, glue. He was oisik and glue the rest of the day. And later when he checked his hands, he found some glue on his hands. Still, we said also like tefillah. We said the first tefillah was no good. Atchiyem until the person could say, "Borelish lehoyu olai kodem lochem." That's the person could say for sure. I know when I went down to the mikvah, I did not have that glue or that stuff on me. But if we have a suffix though, we would say no that the mindset was there even before the shechita. Now here, Or let us say, Vroch over here, Devade Tovel. Same thing, the person Vade made a Maisa Tvila. Sofek Heviole, Sofek Lehevole, it's a Sofek whether he had the glue on him, Bishas Tvila or not. And it's a Vade that he was working with the glue later on in the day. And still we say, of course, he's Sofek or Maisa Mide Vade. See, a Sofek is Maisa Mide Vade. So Marin says now, tell you, Shani Hilton, they are different. The Ekele Meimah, Hemet Tomiach Haskosai. Before the person went to the mikveh, he was tamei. So leave him still because custa that he's tamei. The Yemen will say, like Tobli, he didn't do a good tefillah. Smor says, no, Hakinam, the same thing here also by the Behema. Hemet Behema Cheskosa. The Behema one is alive is Becheskas Yisra, Medeh Becheskas Yisra, Evim, and the Chai Rashi learns. The Yemen will nishkata. If you have a topic, whether it was a good shkita or not, leave it Becheskosa, the shkita was no good. Smor says, no, Harei Shkutu Lefanecha. Hila Meister, we see a Meister shkita. The Shkutu Lefanecha, that's what we'll more make it. Smor there also, Hakinam, you're a Tobol Lefanecha. Here also the person who made a tefillah. We see that he made a tefillah. So what's the difference? So the Rinn says, I'll tell you, ho, is yolad by Reusa. No, over here by the tefillah there's a reisa. That right now the guy has some glue on his body. The more hokunan here by the shchiter also is yolad by Reusa. There's a reisa also. Now the sakin has the pagam on it. There's a reisa here also. So the Rinn says, no. The chiluk is that sakin is roi. But the heimala is roi. True, you found something wrong with the knife. On the knife it has a dent. But in the behemoth itself, there's no reisa. The Rashi says, behemoth lo yisroi. The chiv and the lav, the gufa mamish is yolid. There's no reisa in the behemoth itself. El on even bedover achar. So it's not daimat the tefillah. By tefillah, there's a reisa in the person himself. There's some glue on his body. Therefore, we say, leos yisofik, the reisa, the sakin, omay tzimidi shchita, the vadoi, is the vad yet and pogim. So by shchita, since in the behemoth itself, there's no reisa. Only in the knife, together we look at the behemoth itself and we say, Ein Tzofik Moitzim Adivadai. But here by the tefillah, where there's a race and the person himself, here it's worse. Smor still is, Meisve have a question. Still, the Gemara later that says, Shochet Esa Veshet. You're cutting the Veshet, the windpipe of a knife.
Yeah.
So again, you Shochet Esa Veshet. They cut the food pipe. And then the yachakach nishmato agageris, and then the windpipe got pulled out of place. So still it's ksher, it's called a good shchita. Because by an oif, by a bird, you only have to shecht one simen. So since you shechted the veshet first, it's a kosher shchita. What's going to be the opposite? Well, let's say first nishmato agageris. First the windpipe got pulled out of place. So the oif is like a tray for now. The yachakach shochet as a veshet, and then you made a shchita on the food pipe. It's psula, because the behema, the oif is like a treif already, so it's no good. The Rashi says tchila, haray nikrifo, the treif already. What's going to be though shochet that's a veshet? You shecht the food pipe, then later v'nimtza hagageres shemuta, you find that the windpipe was pulled out of place. But v'yeni yodei, you do not know in koydim shchit nishmeto, in liyachas shchit nishmeto, you do not know when was it pulled out of place. B'shash shchit, was it a kosher shchit or not? So we have a sofik. So Kitzah B'Shasti Shechta Deveshet, we have a suffix if the oif was a treif or not. So Mora says, Zehoi, you might have happened a case like this. For Yomu, they said, over the klal is that called suffix B'Shchita Psula. That any suffix you have in Shchita is Psula. See, like you have a suffix if the Shchita was done or not. So we say it's Psula, because the Behem is Becheskes Yisra Medis, so therefore it's not a good Shchita. So Mora says, it says Lashon of Kol Suffix. Mora says, Kol Suffix B'Shchita Lasu Yemai. Like what other cases have come to include? Lav lasurik bekai gavna doesn't it come to include another case here? That shnella basofik besakin. That's also called a sofik in the shchita. And still we say a sofik in the shchita is also psula. So who should be kasha against Rav Chisda? So Mora says, like it's not the pshati. It could be lasuya sofik shor sofik doros. Not where the sofik was in the sakin, but where the sofik was in the behem and the shchita itself. We have a sofik if the shochet made a psul shia, or did he make a psul drosa, did he wait, or did he press down? So those sveikas, since it's a sofik in the behemoth itself, there we go lechurma. There we say, taka, the behemoth is no good. Rumor says again, umayishna, what's like the difference? Umayishna, umayishna hosam, is yalad berus of a behemoth. Hocho, sakin yisroi, behemoth lo yisroi, that's what we said before. The chizdus svar is only here by the sakin. Because by the sakin, there's no reis at all. I mean, even though there's a reis on the sakin, but there's no reis on the behemoth at all. Therefore, you could like divide up the two and look at the behemoth. In the behemoth, we see a kosher shechita. So a machzik to be a good shechita. Mashenken over here, we have a suffix if the shechita was good altogether or not. So the suffix and the shechita, then it doesn't help. So Kis asked the machloikas refunu and rechizda, could you divide up the sakin from the behemoth or not? So where is the vehicle? So what's the locha? The vehicle said, what's the refuna? But like a pasal of refuna, heis lechumra. Rashi says, Krafuna, the chashina were afraid, lior, that maybe the skin, when you first made the shechita, that's what made up the kam and the knife. Via yodai hoye maisa. Rashi says, once happened to him a case like that, ye and vahirali rabbeinu yakeb reb yokor biyof liyisa. He passed even by knife, he has to go liyisa. He's a tchish even by knife. He has to be afraid. Again, they shechted the yof, and afterwards they found out there's a pagam in the sakin. So you have to be afraid maybe the pagam started out with the skin, and therefore it's psula. You're right. But the Gemara says, when? Only if you didn't break any bones afterwards with this knife. So then you made a shechita, and after the shechita you found the knife was pogam. So there's a big chance to start to say that the skin did it. Therefore it's psula. But the Gemara says, Vilkos Kavos of Chizda, though, but if you broke a bone after the shechita and then you checked out the knife, so then we pass on to chizda. His death and the svar is that's like a vadai. Since you broke bones with it later, that's like a vadai. The skin is only a suffix. And we say in suffix moitzim le vadai. Smur says mechlal is a proof over here. The Rav Chizda l'chura afagad l'shiva boy etzem. Rav Chizda himself holds even where his guy did not break bones later. Still, if you make a shechit and after the shechit we find out the knife is pogum, it's possible. Because we're saying we paskin like Rav Chizda when he broke the bones. But when he didn't break the bones, we don't paskin like him. Mashmah, he himself still holds that way. So the question is, if he did not break any bones later, so what's the tzad to say that it began? What happened then? So why do I say, how could Rav Chizda say the shechit is kosher? The chur for sure then, the began was with the skin at the beginning. Smurah says, no, the pshat from Chizda could be, eimo bi'etzem de mafrekes ifkim. That Rav Chizda's svar is, that when you make a shechita, after you cut the neck, you cut the two simonim, and then you cut the bone there. And the bone there, the mafrekes, that's what made the pagam. But that's after the shechita. Rashi says, bi'etzem mafrekes means li'acha shechita. After you finish the shechita, shenoga bi'etzem atzava, then you cut the backbone. Via mafrekis, the chsev of tishavim of kastoi, Rashi says leisvir lon kavosai lemitli lekula. This much we don't paskin like him. Tehi negiya the yetz mafrekis loy pog molasakin tfei miyor. That's not like a vade. Rashi said that's why we don't paskin like Chizda. Al shviras atzomois, that's a vade with toli. The Rashi masba how we paskin. We paskin if the guy cut bones with the knife later, that's like a vade pagam. So with Tully, that's when the pagam came. But if you didn't cut a bone later, you only cut the mafrekis, that's not like a vadai. So it's a suffix whether the skin did it or the mafrekis. So even though Chizda is makel, because he mistam hold us more mistam what happened with the mafrekis, but we're machmir, that's where we all know that's not much, that's not enough of a difference. It's very possible it happened with the skin, therefore we're machmir. The Mora says, heavy uvda, it once happened a case like this, and the Torah for Rav Yosef paskin that all the behemoths are treif at tleisa chiyusa, even 13 animals afterwards. What happened was the sheikhid checked his knife first, and then he shechted 13 times, and after he finished 13 animals, then he checked out his knife again, and he found out there was a pagam there. So you have a suffix now. When did the pagam come? So the ma'isa was Torah for Rav Yosef. All 13 animals, that's treif. Rashi says here, treisach you said shaloi bodek ben zulazul yacha shchit skul mitzas beguma. So he paskin the chura parshat all 13 that's treif. So Rashi says, kiman who's he hold like the chura krafuna? We paskin like krafuna, and therefore v'afilu bekemaisa. Even the first one also tak it's no good. Rashi says, nami treif for the chashin and lior. We're choshed for the skin. That's what made the reisa. Rashi says lashon but it's like a suffix. Moses is in the suffix now. When he passed in that it's potreif, does he pshat hold like Rav Huna? that even the first animal also we have to be machmer upon, because the sofer maybe the skin did it, and therefore it's the sakam was pogam before the shechita. What else the Gemara says? Loi maybe no. The other side of maybe holds like Rav Chisda or Levar Mekemaisa. He holds like Rav Chisda Svara. Then true, the first behema is kosher. Why? Because when you put the skin and the mafrekis, Rav Chisda Svara was it's more mistar, but the mafrekis made the pgam. So the first shechita was good. After the first shechita, then we'll be told, you know what made the pgam? The first bone. So if so, by the time you did the second shechita already, the knife was already pogum. Then, even according to Chizda here, the second, from then on, those limbs will be possible. It'll only be mafs for just the first animal. So Rashkan, that's like a suffix. Who does he hold like? That's like a suffix. Zumor says, Viboisim, if you want, I'll tell you. Viboisim, Liyelim, I'll tell you, Krafuna. Maybe also Krafuna. That what at all 13 was plus, even the first one. Why? Because the Ik Rav Chisda, if you tell me holds like Rav Chisda, that by one shechit alone he says it's kosher, because you have a right to say maybe it was the marfrekes, the backbone that made the pagam. If so, michti, let's see. Mitla talinin. According to Rav Huna, even though it's a suffix, whether it was the first skin or the backbone, you go lakula. If so, mimai debets in the marfrekes, the kamaisifkum, who told you it was the backbone of the first behemoth that made the pagam? To say like for sure the second or third or fourth one is treifa, duma maybe no. According to Rav Chisda, as far as should be maybe duma beyetz and the mafrekis the brasreis seifkum. True, we see a pagam in the sakin, but maybe it was the last backbone of the 13th animal that made it. So then, according to Rav Chisda, should be all 13 animals should be kosher. So since here he made them treif, pshit it has to be is going according to Rav Huna. That minas sofik we say today is the cheskas isra medis. He has to be told it was the first skin that made the pagam. So here's the proof. He has to look at Funa. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Bread, the Rav Ravashi. Here, period. That's where we come out. Tenechanami. The Chur Tzirai, Taka Paskin, like Rafuna. And he was Machr even in the first one. Even though before Taka, we didn't pass it. Before we passed the Vilchas, the Kavos to Rafuna, Kisha. Oh, it's good, yeah. We thought that's good. I mean, look, we passed the Rafuna. When he didn't break any bones later. If he didn't break oisik and breaking bones just in the shechita, so it's a pretty equal suffix whether it was the skin or the mafrekis, so then we're machmir, and we say, Beim v'cheskisis, remedis, so the shechita is possible. So it's good here also that all 13 animals are possible here. Because here he didn't break any bones later. It was only just the actual shechitas. So just the shechitas, that's a good suffix. The first skin did it. Therefore, we go lechumra, all 13 are possible. Right. Another more says, "Oh, Malay Ravacha, bread, Rav Ravashi, Rav Kana Matzrich Bedikusa Ben Kochod V'Choda." Rav Kana said that when a shechet checks, he has to check his knife after every shechita. I don't take chances and wait and check after two or three, much because if you check after three shechitas and that'll become pogum, all three will be possible. So this, you better check enough after each one. So what you know, the first one was kosher, the second one was kosher. And yet the third one is pogim, so we know only the third one is possible. So one says, if so, Kaman, who's he go like the Chulu Krafuna? Or the Mifsa Kamaisa? The Chulu goes to Krafuna, so he tells you to check him out. Because if you don't check him out, even the first one would be possible. So then don't keep on checking without checking out. So one says, like, could that one be a proof? Could be Krav Chizda. He holds like Krav Chizda. Or the Yachshura Basraisa, Nafkamina is, would the second or third one be kosher? There's according to Krav Chizda, true, the first shechita would be kosher anyway. But the nafkamina, what about the second, third, or fourth? If you first check the knife after three shechitas and you find the pagam then the second one would be possible. But this, if you check it out after one and two, so you know the first two were kosher and only the third one, then even the third one would be kosher. So it could be even according to the chizda, you should check it out after every shechita. Was the yachid more your question? If so, tiboy namen bedikas chochem. You have to check out your knife if every time the chur we hold, every time you check your knife, you're supposed to show it to a chacham. Rashi says, "Ihochi timishum hod the boy le mishchita kabodik hevelay bedika the kodesh shchita." Like you're checking the knife before shchita. If so, the boy chacham harus like a second. You have finim learn out later. Maybe with shecharetim. Rashi says, "Bezev yachaltim that you have to show your knife as to a chacham." You see the chura, since it doesn't say you have to show it to a chacham first, it's not considered like a bedika of kaidim shchita, but rather it's like a bedika of after shchita. The question is why. So the question, yochet to boy nami bedikas chachem. Someone says no, eidechad nemi bisurim. I tell you, eidechad is neman. Since he's an eidechad, Rashi says, Rashi's famous Rashi, eidechad nemi bisurim. Rashi says, the chol yochid v'yochad he mintoy Torah. The Torah believes everybody separately. Bosses v'zavachtim v'korcho u'mitzoyncho. The shoch has been a boko. The yoch le kahanim ayodoy. The kahanim kreit because the shoch had made a good shchita. And lo yaskiko lahamid eidim b'dover. The Torah doesn't say you have to have two eidim watch you do a shchita. Elo ma'ayki b'samech on a person when he says he did a good shchita. Lo yaskiko rashi the Torah say eidim elo loynish momin o yimisas bezdim o la'aroy is the gemino dovedove imomin. But Stamos lo eidech renem b'surim. See, eidech or the shoch himself was then what to say, he checked out the sakon in his kosher. For the Gemara Yochi, so that's the Svaro Mikori Namiloi. Then you should never have to show Yisakin to a Chochem. Let the Sheikh himself be Neman, I'll say Dechadim Bisurim. For the Echadim, Yom Rab Yechon, Yom Laharas, Sakin the Chochem, Elvath Mekhoidish a Chochem. And Echadim, it's not a real Ikuradin. It's only Mishum Kovar a Chochem, it's not nice to do something without showing it in. To be shown to him once, that's enough. Then the rest of the times you make Shchitis, that day at least, you allow the Sheikh without showing it to him. Today we said that Shechtim don't show it to Chochem anymore. Sam the Meichel Akvoidoi, the Samech on the Shechtim. It's not a real halacha, you have to show it to Chochem, it's only Mishum Kovar HaChochem. So you could be Meichel on this. He must say, Minoha, now the Mishum Nugamar now. Minoha Ha Milsa, how do we know this whole Klal and Shas? The Yomer Rabbonim, the Rabbonim say, meaning Chazal say, about the rights of the Galacha, means that how do we know, Chazal always tell us, that Uki Milsa Chazoki. We have a suffix, if something changed in that, we'll leave it the cheskas way. If it was the cheskas one way, and a suffix, if it changed in that, we still leave it that way. So how do we know this? The Rashi says, the mekoymas harbei, some call a chazaka, less or lahater. So how do we know? Like here the behemer also, we have a suffix when the pagam came with the sakin. Since the behemer was the cheskas isra medis, we'll leave it the cheskas way. So how do we know this kalal? So Mora says first, Omar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar Rav Yonasan. Omar Chor the Pesach says, Vayetzei HaKoyin min HaBayis El Pesach HaBayis Vizkeres HaBayis Shivas Yomim. Now the Koyin goes into a house and sees a nega there, so first he has to leave the house and close the door, and then he pronounces the house Tomei for 7 days. So the question is, how does the Koyin have right to say the house is Tomei? Tumah maybe Adnofik V'yosi Bos Salesh Yurei. Maybe by the time the Kohen left the house, like turned backwards, starts to walk out of the house. Like first he walked into the house and he saw a neger on the wall. So when he's inside, he doesn't say the house is Tomei. He has to wait till he walks outside, close the door, and then say the house is Tomei. The question is, maybe by the time he walked outside and closed the door, maybe the neger changed already. Maybe at that time it's not the same size anymore. So how does he know to say outside is still Tomei? And the love isn't the terror, it's Mishum Dermin and Uki Achazoke. Listen, 2 minutes ago he was inside, and he saw it had that shear. So when he's outside, even though it's a suffix, we leave a bichas kosai. It's allowed the same shear. So since the Torah gives him a right to make a tomei, that's the right, leave it on chazaka. So the verse says, no, mask of lo rabach or ba yakov, the duma may be going, shiyot derech achurov, maybe the kohen walked out like backwards. So even when he was walking out, he kept on seeing the nega. The kochozile, he saw it all time. When he went out, he saw it. So there's never a time that he didn't see it. Maybe that's why it's Tommy. Omalay Abayas, Abayas said back, first of all, Shtei Tshuvas, I have 2 questions on this. Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. Chod, the one, the Yitzia, Derech HaChurov, Lo Yishim Yitzia. That's not called going out. The Pesach says, Vayetzi HaKrem, and Vatari, Krem has to go out. So Yitzia means a normal way of walking out. Not if you walk backwards. So walking backwards would not be called Yitzia. 1 question. Vyoid, Achuri Adelas Michael Mema. Let's say the nega was on the back of the door. So when the Kohen goes out and closes the door, he can't see that part. If so, still you have to come on to Chazaka. The Chitema says, maybe no, maybe the Postach Le Kavso, maybe he made a hole in the window like. Maybe there's a window in the door, so you could always see through. Rashi says, Chaloin Bedelas Kohen Esker. Before, like, he closed the door, there was a window there. So at old times, he could always say to see through the window. Where it says, no, the Yathnam will look like this. Bayis ofel, if it's a dark room, and Perskan lechalonis, Lira says nigoy. You're not allowed to make a window to be able to see inside. Smash me, do not make windows there. So we didn't have a window before, we don't do it now. Rashi says, Ein Poischen Loi, Ein Poischen Abayis Ofel, Shatarach Liftoich Loi Chalainis, Liros Hanega, Poichunos Lagamri, it's part Lagamri. She said, the Poischen Hanega Nira Liv Abayis, Paloi Loi Roi, Shemama Vamokam Ofel, Vitzorach Hashom Lahadah Gesaner, Ein Hanega. But you have to be standing in a place in house that you could see it with the light that comes in by itself. So if you have to make a hole to see it, that wouldn't be called a bias to the Tamar altogether. So it has to be that you don't make any holes later. Omele Rav Rosh like this. The karma, that you say, Yitzia Derech Achuruf, Leishime Yitzia, that walking backwards. It's not called Yitzia, I'll tell you you're wrong. Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur M'Chiyah, when a Kohen Gadol walks out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on Yom Kippur is a proof. The Pasuk says, Yitzia, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rashi says, Kushu Yitzim, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Li'achar Roitzoyas Kafu Machtek Siv, Vayetzei, V'yosei Losnoi, says Lashin Vayetzei. In Tzilul Tanan we learned, Yotza Obola Derek Nisosei, he used to go out like backwards, the same way he came in, he walked out backwards. So you see, walking backwards is also called Yitzia. So one question goes away. Well, the karma, that's what you also say. Bayis awful if you have a dark house. Ain't person like Lemus Liras as Nega. You're not allowed to open up windows to see the Nega. Hatehani, the one was that, said, Heichi, Tlayis Chazik. When it wasn't the Cheska to be Tame yet, before you saw the Nega altogether. He was talking about first you walked into the house and you saw the Nega. And after you saw the Nega, now you want to knock a hole in the door to be able to see it even when you go outside. It's chazik. It could be once you matama, like once you saw the nega, now there's no problem later of making a hole. Again, so you have no raya to go bust the chazakis. It could be the case is that the crane comes into the house, he sees the nega, and he walks out backwards, and he could always see the nega even when he's outside closing the door, and that's what he says is tummy. So maybe there's no mokka for chazaki here. The crane always has to see it to know the nega's still there. That's what Rav Acha by Yaakov holds. That's what he said. Now the Gemara says that Tanya learned in a Braisa, the like Rav Acha by Yaakov, or bring you proof like not like Rav Acha by Yaakov. In other words, then you'll have to come on to use Chazokis. Because the Braisa says like this, when the Pasuk says, the Yotzah HaKoyim Min HaBayis, that after the Kohen sees the neck in the house, then he goes outside and says it to me. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yelech L'Tech Beisai, maybe it's enough if the Kohen Mamash has to go home to his own house. Maybe he has to go to his own house. And the Yisker, and close the door, how would he do that? We'll have a string attached to this door, and he has to walk home. And when he gets home, then he'll close the door. And maybe that's what the Kohen has to do. So Talmud Lema, this we said, the Pasuk says, Al Pesach HaBayis. It's enough just for the Kohen to go outside the house, and there he could say it's Talmud. Moses says, "E Pesach Abayis." The Pesach just says it's enough for him to go out of the house, out of the Pesach Abayis. Yochel maybe to know if Yam Lechachas Hamashkes, he could sit underneath the doorpost, and the Yasker close the door. Maybe that's enough. Talmudim, the Pesach says, "No Min Abayis." He has to go out of the whole house, so the Darshanat Siyets him in Abayis school until he leaves the whole house. Okay, so has to come out that I made Bitzat Hamashkes. He has to stand like on the other side of the doorpost. Omaski, when he closes the door, and then he pronounces it to Tommy. Now, Minayin, how do I know though, Uminayin, let's say the crane went home to his own house, and the Hisker, he had the door closed then, he had a long string attached, and he had the door, like Rashi said, that the Hebel Orach, to go and show you basis Tamach Lacham, his house wasn't too far away, so what's to be if the crane wants to walk home to his own house? He has a string attached to the door of the house is coming, and he closes the door then. Oy shama b'techa bayis. Let's say the crane stands inside this house. Oy shama b'techa bayis. So he's clear, and he closes the door. Shev geir muskur, that's also enough, that if he calls it tummy, it's like a chow. Tam lem, the prophet says, v'hiskir es abayis mikomokam. Anywhere that he closes the house. So the Rashi says that the question is, here it says, that it's good even if the crane goes home. Or if the Kohen goes home first, he for sure cannot see the neg in the house all the way when he gets home. And still we say he has a right then to have the door closed and then to call a tummy. So how could he call a tummy then? Maybe the neg had changed. So what do you have to say? You have to tell him Chazaka.
or to write from here, according to the Braisa, that we do go Bosa Chazokis from this halacha of a Tomei and a Nega. Tomorrow says, though, that Rav Acha by Yaakov, how does he learn Pshat? He says, from this Braisa, there's no proof. He'll say, Kagoin, the case is, the Kaima Dora de Gavri, that there's a row of people, the Yamrin, they say, Kidakoi Koi, and they'll say that the Nega is still there. So if we have no proof to say, you go Bosa Chazokis, it could just be that there's a row of people, like one after another, to his house, so that when he's about to say Tommy, Tommy from his house, people tell him that the nega is still the right size. So not the pshat to go bosa chazaka, just here you know clearly it's Tommy. So Senechnami, Kwantar Rachabi Yaakov, this is not the mokka, this is not the place to learn how to go bosa chazaka. So I'll call upon him, that's the machlekes over here. The Yavarai from East Tzukim that you go Bosa Chazaka, that's the first time you come up. And Rav Ach, he's the one that says, no, from here there's no proof you go Bosa Chazaka. That's why he's the Kashi, even on what side, you do bring the proof from here. But how do you know you go Bosa Chazaka when there's a Reisa? When something went wrong, maybe we're only missing the things that not go wrong. So he says, no, here also there's a Reisa. Because talking about even when he comes back later after the week and the Nega went away, still we say when he first called the Tommy, it was Tommy, even though there's a Reisa. And from here we see go Bosa Chazakas, even though we have a razor. All right, we'll stop here.